No, that's true. But I mean, like, not moving very much. Although the windows are closed, so hopefully it won't be too bad tonight. Okay, so this lesson is called Stopping the Breath. And, we're always talking about, in all of the work that we do, listening to when we're breathing and when we're not breathing. And the lesson that you were here for, Terry, last, that really worked with the shape that we're shape changing when we breathe, that when we expand all the different parts of us, we're always doing the same thing. Our lungs never change. They're taking in air. You can't fill just the top or just the middle or just the bottom, but you can use different parts of you to access breath. So we can focus on breathing through different parts. So we'll play with that a little bit today. But before we do, feel yourself. I know you've been settling into the ground, so feel how you make contact with the ground today and what you notice. And if you need to, at any point, we will change position, but we'll be here for a little while at first. So if you find that something's not very comfortable and that's what comes up in the scan, you can feel free to bend your knees, stand your feet, and be like that for a while. And notice your volume, like so your depth from the front of you to the back of you. The places where you feel like you really make clear contact with the ground. The places where you feel like you really notice that you pull away or don't touch at all. And notice how heavy your head feels on the ground. How heavy your hips feel on the ground, your shoulders, how deeply does it feel that you press? And always when we observe, there's a little bit that changes just by the fact that we observe. But to the best of your ability, notice your breath without changing it. And it's nearly impossible. So you notice it and you wonder, is it really the same? Is it slightly changed? And that's just perfect. And notice that after your inhale, something happens to change you into the state of being where you exhale. And for some people, it feels like a pause. For some people, it feels like one hose kind of turning off while the other one begins to trickle, like it's more of a transition than a pause. And there's something too with the muscular work that we do to breathe, either in or out. See what you can feel. Where do you move? How do you breathe in? And we have the two main parts, the inhale, the exhale. But also there's these two transitions. There's one at the top that you were listening to, and then there's one at the bottom of the breath also. And they're not the same. For most of us, one of them is going to feel a little bit more like a pause or less like a pause, be more comfortable. And then also notice here, before we begin to play a little, how long each part of your breath is. So there really isn't a right or wrong to this. This is simply you're kind of timing it out. So maybe you count to yourself as you inhale and you notice how long it takes to switch, and then you count your exhale, or you just feel it and see which is longer. How long are the pauses or the transitions? And then begin after your next inhale to extend the pause. So you're just gonna pause after the inhale for a little bit and see how that goes. What do you do to stop your breath? And then at some point you exhale, and you don't have to hold for very long. You don't even have to get to the place where you're not comfortable. You just then take a normal breath and then try it again. Inhaling and pausing the breath. And there is a mechanism maybe that does that for you. There's something in the throat. And then there's also something else that stops. And how do you continue to breathe when you again exhale? What do you do? What softens? What changes to allow the breath to go? So each time inhaling and then pausing. Waiting for that time when you know it's time. You don't have to wait till you're hungry for the breath. And then the next time we do it on the in the other space, in the other pause. So you can have a round of breath here. And then at the end of the exhale this time, pause there. And it may feel easier, a little bit more unfamiliar, or a little more familiar. And then you begin the breath again. Again, don't have to hold until you are uncomfortable or until you are, feeling antsy. You just do it for a little amount of time, and time enough to feel how you stop, what you notice around your ribs and your abdomen, and how you begin. Where does that happen? What do you do to continue the breath? So you can see that with this, and you can keep going live chat if you want, you can see that we might get chilly in this lesson. So you have blankets, and we want to be warm. We will turn over in a moment though, so take a rest. Rest with your arms at your sides if you're comfortable that way. And have your breath not changed, not anything, yeah. Often are taught, I know this especially in the yoga community, there's a stressing on diaphragmatic breath. And it's an interesting idea because there is no breath that you can take as a living body without using your diaphragm. Not a single one. Every breath, no matter how you do it, always uses your diaphragm. Always. And there's no benefit to one kind of breathing than another. Always, your breath needs to be able to suit what you're doing, to speed up or slow down, to go up in your ribs or down into your abdomen, to suit what you need at the moment. And there's no one way. So we'll rest on the belly, roll over, and you may want, so you've got an extra blanket. You may want to pull the extra blanket underneath your forehead, and the position's a little odd. So arms kind of out and like Superman maybe, but they don't have to be really straight. Palms down. Yeah, and then you'll want to take them maybe off of the blanket, and then you can kind of have, yeah, I don't know where that one will go. So try forehead here. And maybe if it's not comfortable, you can bend this arm too. But I don't know, how does that go?
I think,
Not comfortable, so go down at your side.
yeah.
Okay, so you'll have a just an asymmetrical experience, but that's okay. Toes together, heels out. And then, Michael, your arms are over your head if you can. Hands palm down, reaching up, and sort of out. Yeah. And then let your feet flop a little. So you don't have to do a lot of effort, but you generally have your heels out, your toes in. And then notice how you breathe here first. Sometimes the instructions are to put your forehead on the ground, but for many of us, that's not really possible. If you want to try it and see if you prefer it, you may. But this is one of these positions where you cannot move your chest against the floor. So by pressing the breath goes somewhere else, maybe into your back, into your low back. And then begin this lengthening of the pause after your inhale. So you take the inhale in, doesn't have to be the deepest breath, and then you pause. And feel for the moment when you exhale and feel what happens. Inhale again and find your pause. It doesn't need to be the same every time. And notice what else you do to pause. You stop the breath, and what else happens? What happens in the shoulders or in your head and neck? And as you exhale, what do you feel occur in the body? It can be a softening or a lengthening, a change of what presses down and what lightens up. And then when you're ready, begin doing this with the exhale. So instead of pausing after the inhale, take a breath. An ordinary exhale and a pause at the bottom of the exhale, and watch what happens. And the watching is the emotional experience, the physical experience, everything that you learn by seeing how you do this. The quality of whether you use your hands. And hold them a little tightly when you hold your breath, which you could tell when you take your inhale what softens. When you take your exhale and pause, and when you inhale, feel what changes all the way down through even your feet. Nice. Okay, I think we're ready for rest, don't you? So rest on your back or rest here. Your choice. You might want to rest on your back just to give yourself a change because we'll come back here. Just going to look out and make sure. Yeah, when you come onto your back, you can check in with your sense of your breath. And also let yourself completely rest. Yeah. Is that your arm? Yeah. Can I share that so she knows what's why you're yeah. He got a shingles shot. So he's has one arm that, it's just very painful. Yeah. Yes, it is, and there's a new one now. So it's two shots, apparently. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. 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 Okay. Ingrid's here. Good timing. We were just explaining that Michael's had a shingles shot, so you might hear him groaning as he moves around. Yes, they are. Okay. Let me see. Okay. So.